Project Veritas, Facebook fosters diversity by favoring H-1Bs over U.S. grants. By Neil Munro on June 18, 2020. Facebook has a policy of favoring H-1B workers over Americans and encouraging hiring managers to favor Chinese and Korean visa workers over other visa workers, according to a leaked document released by Project Veritas. When hiring for HR positions, it's important to prioritize H-1B visa workers, and this will stimulate the process of diversification of the workplace, says the March 2020 document, titled Diversity Initiative. Federal data shows that the company includes a large population of H-1Bs, including many Indian H-1B workers. The memo says that priority may be given to H-1B applicants from China and Korea to foster larger communities of diverse workers at Facebook. The document also says that foreign applicants can be favored over American graduates. Although not mandatory, we recognize that the priority of H-1B applicants in favor of American applicants is for the greater good of company culture, the document reads. The document was leaked by a Facebook employee, who also provided evidence of his employment and videos of Facebook workplaces, says Veritas. A Facebook manager said the document is not authentic, said Veritas. Facebook did not respond to Breitbart News. If this is actually being implemented against Facebook applicants from the United States, you have problems under the Civil Rights Act and the Immigration and Nationality Act, INA, said attorney Steve Klein, a partner at Barr & Klein, who reviewed the Facebook document for Veritas. The 1965 INA bars corporate discrimination against Americans. People can sue for damages, and judges can force changes in company policy, he said. The document shows corporate discrimination against Americans, said James Otto, a California lawyer who has won several discrimination cases against H-1B employers. I don't see how you can read it any other way unless you want to twist the plain English around, he told Breitbart News. It is extremely illegal, not slightly, but wow, he said. It is just nuts. Each plaintiff can reasonably ask for $1 million in damages, plus punitive damages to deter companies, he said. Also, he said, they are intentionally violating the constitutional rights of people, so that's punitive damage. Would I take the case? In a heartbeat, he said. If somebody thinks they are being discriminated against, they should call me. I'll talk to them, and we'll talk through what they have, then I explain the opportunity to go out and get more evidence, Otto said. A corporate policy of discrimination may also allow criminal penalties against managers, he said. When the decision to lie is made at the highest level, the people who are responsible for that are also committing perjury, Otto said. Otto scoffed at Facebook's claim that the document is not authentic. Only people who do not like what it says would say it is not authentic, he said. If you can prove it is not true, you say it is untrue, he said, adding that authentic is probably the most ambiguous word in the English language. This Facebook-style discrimination is endemic through the tech sector, said Jay Palmer, an immigration and civil rights consultant for U.S. and foreign tech workers. What is going on with Facebook has been going on for a long time. Americans have been discriminated for a long time. This is the rule, this is the SOP business practice. The company's claimed support for diversity is a sham, he said. The goal of diversity disguises corporations' push for compliant and cheap imported labor, he said. Many Fortune 500 departments are dominated by imported workers and their immigrant managers, he said. The managers will hire some Americans for closing the deal with customers, but not for technology work, he said. American professionals, immigrants, and Indian visa workers tell Breitbart News that many Fortune 500 executives prefer to build their workforces with compliant visa workers instead of with free and independent professionals. The American managers like the H-1Bs subservient relationship, the H-1B workers can complain. So whatever the managers on the U.S. side need, they do it. If these guys have to work at 10 to 11 at night, the managers don't care, one immigrant professional told Breitbart News. The executives do not want to get feedback from American professionals, she said. As a professional, you expect to speak to them at their level. But they don't want you to speak at a professional level because they have gotten used to the subservient H-1B contractors, she said. subservient people agree with them on everything. Imported Indian managers are a major problem, partly because they import their home country culture of caste, kickbacks, and subordination, say U.S. workers. Indian managers only hire people they can intimidate and control, and get kickbacks from, so they don't hire Americans who can expose the corruption, Palmer said. Americans, especially black people, don't have a chance at a job once there are Indian hiring managers, he said. They have absolutely zero chance. Once you put an Indian in charge, they never put an American in a leading role. And it is the Chinese mindset too, Palmer added. Veritas's source in Facebook said the large-scale corporate discrimination is pushing American graduates into homelessness. I've seen the destruction and the damage that this H-1B visa issue has caused. Living in the Bay Area, there is a very large population of the homeless. These are Americans with degrees and jobs that normally would have these Facebook jobs that have been replaced by H-1B visa workers. He added. I know several people who were invited into work. They were given 60 days. The first 30 days they had someone shadow them around work, and the next 30 days, they had someone train them and were then released. I've seen that happen within the company. And I know several people in other technology companies where it has happened to them. It is happening on a large scale. It is causing a spike in homelessness, a spike in unemployment. It is damaging overall. I feel this has to stop. Someone needs to do something. Follow Neil Monroe on Twitter @NeilMonroeDK, or email the author @Monroe@Breitbart.com.